This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indecent. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mooshuk pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. I am a huge advocate of maternal mental health, and I believe happy mama equals happy families. As a mom to a toddler, I'm exploring and learning new things every day. With Millennial Mama, I wish for moms to enjoy a real, fun, and hands-on approach to motherhood. And yes, that includes celebrating our failures too. So, let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of Millennial Mama. In today's episode, we are going to meet Vaishali, a mama who believes in instilling culture in her kids and all kids globally. She's the force behind Sanskar Teaching, a platform that helps children and adults learn regional languages. She talks about why it is so important to connect with your roots, and I can't wait to share this conversation with you. Hi, Vaishali. Welcome to Millennial Mama. So happy to have you here.
Hi, Sachi. Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here.
So Vaishali, you teach a lot about culture and languages and, you know, a lot about India and you're living abroad. So I wanted to ask you, how important is it for you to instill a sense of culture in your kids? Like, are there any traditions you absolutely do follow?
For sure. So, you know, because I was born and raised in India until I was 16. And when I came to the States, it was like that really rough age to transition, being a teenager, coming into a new culture. So I actually tried so hard to assimilate into my new world that for a long period of time, I didn't want anything that said Desi or Indian. I didn't want anything to do with it.
Then I
had my kids and I realized that, you know, they're being abroad, there are so many different messages that are bombarded at our children.
Right.
You know, the values of the common culture where we live is very different than the way we were brought up. Their friends, their peers are different. For example, when my kids were very young, I used to remind them simple things like when we enter our house, we take our shoes off. A lot of non-Indian friends don't do that.
Yeah,
we have a family tradition that we all eat dinners together. So, you know, there are simple, small things like we did evening prayers together. And because I live in an extended family, my in-laws live with us.
Right.
So we follow a lot more traditions than other Indian families that live abroad. We basically follow all festivals, you know, simple things like, you know, respecting your elders and things like that.
Wow. Wow, that's so nice to hear. Do you think that connecting with one's roots helps kids find some sort of meaning to who they are?
Most definitely, because, you know, once we have the sense of where we come from, where our family values come from, it gives you the strength to deal with adversity, you know, simple things. And the online school that I run, Sanskar Teaching,
our
goal is to help other people understand this idea that the deeper your roots are grounded, it is easier for you to fly higher, because anytime something goes wrong up there when you're flying, you know that you could come back to these roots and remain grounded.
Right.
So definitely, roots are super important.
Wow. Now coming to Sanskar Teaching, Vaishali, how did the idea to start a regional language class come about? And to add to that question, have you seen a rise in the children wanting to learn their language during the past year?
For sure. I think one of the reasons, as I mentioned, I grew up in India. So, you know, when I had my children, I live in San Diego, and I used to drive 2 hours to LA every weekend just to attend language school. We used Gujarati at home. So I used to take them to Gujarati school, and it got super crazy. And I started, you know, just teaching at home to my children. And then eventually it came that I was also teaching folk dances and Bollywood dances. And my friends and my family friends, their kids started joining in. And now my kids are actually older, and they suggested that I start teaching online. And I started teaching online. And one of the things the pandemic has kind of helped parents, well, kind of restricted them from going out. So for everybody that was attending temple schools for language learning are now restricted at being home. So, you know, having a virtual school makes it a lot easier. And I think, you know, part of the reason that the parents are wanting to teach their children more regional languages now, I think, is that many of us are part of the sandwich generation, where our parents worked really hard to make sure they instilled the cultural values in us.
Right.
Some really, you know, orthodox ways. So some of us kind of resist that and we don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But some also because we see that how that has molded us into who we are. So now we are wanting to do this for our children and our family. So a lot of parents, yes, in 2020, our school just took off because of it, that a lot of parents want to make sure that their children are connecting to their language, to their grandparents and their families.
Right. You know, Vaishali, I have to add here. So I see a lot of these language classes in, I'm from Bombay. So in Bombay as well. Okay. But these languages they're teaching the kids are like Spanish and I think Spanish being the predominant one. And then there's French and stuff.
French,
it's so refreshing to see you teaching regional languages, because we should know first our language of our country to communicate, then understand an international language. And, you know, my grandfather used to know all Indian languages because he was a businessman in the 60s, 70s. So he used to travel all over India, and he used to communicate with everyone, whether it's a Bengali or whether it's a Gujarati in their language, or Sindhis. And he used to always say, I know all languages because I want to communicate with my people like in their language, because it just builds a trust with them. So it's so heartwarming to hear your story from you.
Thank you, Sachi. And how lucky that your grandfather knew all these languages. That would be a dream come true if I could learn all the Indian dialects. One of the reasons I think, you know, as I started this work and I'm doing more of it, I realize how valuable our regional languages are. And I know that we're going into a global economy. So everybody wants to learn English, even in India. I don't think people are valuing their regional languages as much. And as you grow older, you realize that a lot of our literature is written in those languages, and you lose a lot in translation.
Right.
Especially communicating with your grandparents, or like enjoying, like almost like an inside joke that only happens in your regional language, that, you know, if you try to translate it in English, you kind of miss the whole point.
Right.
So, yeah, I do love that. You know, as I share more and more, I think other people are also seeing the value in different regional languages.
And Sanskar Teaching is available in India as well, right? If someone wants to sign up for it.
Yes, definitely. We actually teach globally, and we just added 2 new teachers, one in Australia and one in Dubai. The advantage of having, you know, our platform is that it can be taught anywhere by anybody. as long as the curriculum that we create is followed by all the teachers. And
right.
Yeah, I mean, one of my small background is that my children went to this teaching education system called the Waldorf schools. And right. I know they're beginning to come up in India. I don't know how popular
I do know of the Waldorf system, yes.
Yeah. So the emphasis is on teaching with head, heart, and hands.
Okay.
And I love that idea because, you know, and my kids were Waldorf kids all the way through. So as a parent of Waldorf children, I learned a lot from it. That education traditionally, the way, you know, we were taught that you start with your ABCs, you know, traditional, you memorize. It is very different. And a lot of our curriculum is based on that Rudolf Steiner philosophy of, you know, making it exciting, making it more engaging, and meeting the child at their level.
Right. And I want to ask you now, Vaishali, because you're dealing with kids, right? It can get really overwhelming for them, you know, to understand regional languages and to understand so much about culture and all of that. How do you break it down for them?
Yeah, I think it can easily get overwhelming. I mean, it begins with parents, really. If you make the learning be more relaxed rather than, you know, thinking of it this way that, hey, I'm spending money and you better learn this language. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if it's a relaxed atmosphere, you know, when you're sitting down to learn, and then along with the idea that, you know, if you're teaching a preschool class, so we have different level classes. We teach preschool level one, level two, adult, teens, and every curriculum is different.
Right.
Because what a preschooler wants is they want to have story time. They want to play games. They want to have songs, or sometimes we'll do prayers and a little bit of vocabulary here and there, art activities, those kind of things. Whereas you go into, you know, a level two student who is in the age of 9 to 11, they're ready to, you know, absorb more of it. So then we introduce simple things like dada daddy homework. So they actually have to have a conversation with their dada daddy.
Wow.
They
yeah.
FaceTime them, or, you know, or if they're learning a gardening block where they're learning the names of the trees or plants and leaves and stuff, there's actually an exercise where they actually have to learn that, you know, we use a lot of cilantro or dhania in our cooking. So go ahead and learn how to plant it outside. So then they'll go and actually practice planting it. So this is where the Waldorf comes in, and I bring in a little bit of that.
That's really, really nice. And, you know, that's such a fun way of learning. Like, I wouldn't mind learning like this.
Thank you.
And, you know, I know, Vaishali, you have to go, but I want to ask you one question that's not related to sanskar or anything. I just want to ask you something. Our culture, India, is still very patriarchal, you know, especially for those who are living with their grandparents. How can one make the children realize the importance of women in our society?
Right. That's a very, very good question. And we actually deal with this here as well. You know, that you would think that people have gone abroad and maybe they've opened up their minds, but traditional families are still very traditional. And some of these values are embedded in us. And what we do is when we're creating in our curriculum, for example, I'll say we have this story in our Gujarati curriculum. It's called Chakko and Chakki. It's a sparrow couple. And then, you know, the male sparrow goes to fetch grain of rice and it comes back, and then Chakki makes the khichdi with it or something like that. We switch it up and we say, why can't Chakki go get the, you know, she can earn the living and the Chaklu can actually be cooking the khichdi. So, you know, we make subtle changes, but these things really begin at home. I think at parents, and as the times are progressing, as, you know, dads are helping out more with the household chores, and it's not clear cut that, oh, mom does this or dad does this. It's more like we're a team and we all work together. There's nothing that's specifically for you and me, you know.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, it's a long way to go. I think these kind of things are, I'm already seeing a shift. You know, parents are encouraging you know, girl child, boy child, to do things that are in previously were thought that, oh, you can't do that. You know, you can't do that. So I think overall, you know, in our class culture, we create this sense of openness.
Right.
That nothing is set in stone.
Yeah.
You know, that we can all be better, basically.
Wow. Thank you so much, Vaishali, for taking out this time and for being a part of this. It was such a nice morning to have this conversation with you. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And I love chatting with you. I love the work you're doing. And hopefully we'll get to chat sometimes again soon.
Vaishali's classes are hosted live via Zoom, and she also has a host of digital courses which can be found at learngujarationline.com. You can also access free resources on her Instagram at Sanskar Teaching, as well as YouTube that is quite vibrant with a melange of content and over 500,000 subscribers. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.